In my part of the world, the police have declared Distracted Driving Week because last year more people were killed in highway car accidents involving distracted drivers than in accidents involving alcohol. That's really saying something. Distracted driving can include drinking a coffee or talking to a passenger, but most often we think about cell phone calls, tinkering with a GPS, applying makeup, and especially texting. With Facebook Home on our phones to alert us whenever a friend sneezes, and Twitter to make sure we don't miss a single Kim Kardashian labor pain, how can we be expected to pay attention to something as trivial as what lies ahead of us on the road? The answer? Robotic cars, of course. So here's our review of the Christopher Nolan movie Interstellar on SF Hot Picks. Humankind needs a new place to live. Enter a team of scientists led by Michael Caine and a crew that includes Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. The spacecraft Endurance will travel through a recently discovered wormhole to assess and possibly begin colonization of some planets orbiting a black hole in another galaxy. It's a solid science fiction premise, a whole lot better than the usual alien monster killing people on a spaceship that seems to make up most of Hollywood's SF output. And the space sequences didn't even have cheesy rocket noises or whooshing sounds. We can never know who was the first elder to wonder whether a dose of blood from somebody younger could make them young again. But I'll bet it was near the dawn of the human race. In those days, eating the victim was probably the preferred technique. Vampire mythology linked drinking blood with immortality, and of course there was the famous Hungarian Countess Elizabeth Bathory, who supposedly bathed in the blood of young girls, although those stories probably aren't true. But this is 2018. We can get a blood transfusion instead.